You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast.
This is the best of life, love, and fruit salad with Jeff Kahn on Zone Radio. That was the best of life, love, and fruit salad with Jeff Kahn on Zone.
I wish it was that short, but it isn't.
Is that it?
Hey, it isn't. Can't you hear?
Yeah, Connie, I can hear you like this now.
Oh, can you?
I can hear you now. It's me again.
It's over. It said like that. What is and that was.
And there it was. And here he is.
It's done now.
And you here as well.
And here you are.
That's quite interesting.
Are you going to stay now?
No, I'll stay for a while. It's important.
This
for you
is
to
called
stay.
Like a top and tail. So yeah. When the tail comes up, it's time for you to go.
Yeah, but it wasn't much of a top. Anyway, I didn't hear it. My earphones not working, but that's fine. I can hear you. And that's
all right,
good.
I'll try and fix those while you're jabbering away.
No, it's all right. I'm jabbering away because I'm very excited today. I've got a really good show lined up today because I think it's very important, especially for me. And it's important. So I've got two guests with me in today. I've got Jenna Hosking and I've got Jeremy Jardine, who is in the studio. Now, they're not just normal people. These are not normal guys.
Neither are you.
Mentally, we're talking about these. So let me introduce Jenna quickly, because ladies first and all the good things. And Jenna tells me that she's a strength and conditioning coach. That's a big thing, because it involves a lot of things. And she's a sports scientist. So not only is a general coach, but she's also a sports scientist. And the beautiful thing is she grew up in Cape Town. Now, that's quite amazing, because I'll tell you where Jeremy came from, and then you're going to be more impressed. Okay. I studied in UCT, at UCT, she said, not me, Jenna. And she's got a Bachelor of Science in Human Anatomy and Physiology and Genetics. So this is the lady we got right here. And then she completed her honors degree in exercise science, which is something I've been dreaming about for a while. Just the exercise, not the science so much, but there it is. And over the years, she's been working with, listen to this, Rich, Western Province Rugby, the United States Women's Rugby Union team, the French Women's Sevens team, okay, during the World Cup series here, and the Stormers Rugby. So this lady knows all about the rugby and all about this stuff. So she uses technology. Now, this I found extremely interesting, okay? They've got instrumented mouth guards. You always wondered how they knew who had banged this and how many meters they ran. And I thought there was a little thing on the back of their jerseys that they wear, but they've actually got it in the mouth guard that they read the technology out from. You didn't know that. I know you're looking at me like that. And this is amazing stuff. So they can gather performance information and injury data from the mouth guard. Okay. Richard, you make me laugh. Okay, so she's also worked in scientific studies with World Rugby and injury prevention and studies on menstrual cycle and athletic performance for athletes as well, okay? And she's developed a deep passion for bridging the gap between elite sport, science, and everyday health, which is something I want to get on today, and I think it's very important. So also in a partner in a gym with Jeremy. It's called Next Level Fighting and Fitness. Sounds like me. And they focus on helping people feel and move and perform better, whether it's high-pressure jobs they've got or parenting, which is pretty much the same thing, or sport, okay, using strength training, movement, nutrition, and natural support strategies to build long-term health. There's the thing. And resilience, okay, very important. And we'll talk to Jenna just now, but her mission is to help people take ownership of their bodies and their well-being without always relying on medication or quick fixes. And that is excellent. And then we've got her partner, Jeremy. And Jeremy originates from a place called the Bermuda Triangle, which if you go to the East Rand, you know, you're going to get murd in one of those places, which is Benoni, Brakpan, or Boksburg. Okay, so Jeremy has actually been in Cape Town for the past 10 years. He's moved down. He's working in the health and fitness industry as well as a professional and amateur fight sport. So he's a bit of a fighter. He's actually a boxing coach. In the last 2 years, he's been running a gym, which he founded, called Next Level. And Fighting and Fitness, and they have three partners who share identical visions and adding value to the community through sharing the value of physical wellness through learning skills via martial arts. Now, you got a kindred spirit here. It's like a third Dan, something in the old days. Nobody messed with Richard back in the old days. Now it's... No, it's nothing. I can phone you, Jeremy. It's fine. So welcome, Jeremy and Jenna. Welcome to Zone Radio.
Thank you very much for having us. Good to be here.
Thank you so much.
Okay. I want to ask you guys a little bit about your background. Can I start with you, Jeremy? Just tell a little bit about your boxing background, your fighting background.
Yeah, so for me, going back, I was a very good sportsman in school, soccer and rugby, and then I chose rugby after school. That didn't work out for me so nicely. I had bad injuries. And then, I went to a boxing gym after going through mental depression from not being able to do what I love to do. And I went to a boxing gym just to get back into fitness because I picked up 10 kilos. I left the gym. I stopped training. You know, my whole life, I just trained to be a professional rugby player. That's the only reason I exercised. And then when my career fell apart through my injuries, I thought to myself, oh, wow, you know. And then my mental state drops to a point where 11 months, I couldn't look at myself anymore in the mirror. I just changed completely. And I always enjoyed boxing, and I went to a boxing gym. And 1 month turned into 3 months, and I noticed a huge difference in my mental, my physical, and I was also pretty good at it just from my natural athletic ability from being younger. And one of the guys at the gym was a pro boxer, and he said to me, dude, you've got some skills. You should sign up for a fight. And then after 3 months of training in a boxing gym, I signed up for my first fight, and the rest was history.
Was that a professional?
No, it was an amateur fight. And then from there I was like, okay, this is for me. You know, my body got strong again. I built up resilience again. It helped me get through my injury, and I got strong again, and I've been able to compete in sports again, you
know? Okay, like and Jenna, you on the academic side of the stuff, or are you also a sports lady?
So I'm a bit of both. I did horse riding when I was younger and dancing, and then eventually I stopped dancing when I got to my 20s and went to university. And I've always had a love for science and learning about the human body and what the human body is capable of. So I decided I would major in human anatomy and physiology. And then my other major was genetics. And I just decided I would take it from there, see where it took me. After I stopped dancing, I just found myself in the gym. I started training myself. And I found I started to feel better. Mm-hmm. I was feeling stronger, just moving better. And I started to put the two and two together. And I just wanted to find out more about how can you perform at your absolute best without needing anything that's man-made or substances. How can you perform your best?
Perform your best. That's brilliant. And both of you obviously feel that mindset is very important. When I first spoke to you, Jay, you said to me, you'd like to talk about mindset with regards to this. I'll ask you a few questions on that. And one of the questions is, why do so many people struggle with the consistency in their fitness journey, do you think, Jeremy?
Well, I think a lot of the time is, I don't want to bash our industry, but sometimes people, when you go to a trainer, the idea is that they just want to make you tired and fatigued. And it's very important as a coach to see who you're dealing with, you know, whether it's a young athlete or an older gentleman in his middle-aged life starting the fitness journey. And you need to be able to cater for them. So if it's, let's say it's an older gentleman and his middle-aged man who's just started training, he can't come to the gym and leave the gym broken every day. You know, you've got to have, let's say it's three times a week, he's got to have a mobility session, and then the next session can be more strength-focused. Right. And then the next session could be more of a red zone session, you know.
All right, so it doesn't take too much pain and not come back the next day.
Exactly, slowly get them into it, and then that's how you notice week one, week two, and then they also see the difference. They can come back next week, and next week they go a bit harder, and then next week they go a bit harder.
Yeah, and that's how they progress, I suppose, and
100%.
And that's important. Yeah. Okay, Jenna, your go-to advice for someone who says, I just don't have the motivation?
Honestly, just start.
Just start.
Once you've had your first training session, you will feel a million times better. Mm. And then once you're hooked, you're hooked.
Okay, just get there. Okay, and Jenna, in your opinion, what are some of the biggest myths people believe about working out? You're a scientist, you're a sports scientist, you're at the top of the level there, but you've obviously read people. And what are some of the myths that people think when they come into your gym? Or what are they thinking? They're going to get killed in there, or they're going to get hit or something?
Can I pop in there quickly?
Yes. Yeah.
with girls, I've noticed that a lot of females don't want to lift weights because they don't want to get big or bulky.
Right.
And Jenna, you can take over there.
Yeah, definitely that point. And then the other thing is, I want to look toned. You actually just need muscle and then maybe lose a bit of fat, and it takes a lot longer than you think, and you need to work a lot harder than you think to build that muscle.
No, of course.
You're not just going to pick up a weight and suddenly have all of this muscle. A lot of the girls I train.
Is it not like that?
Unfortunately not.
Okay, all right. And do you believe there's a perfect workout plan, or is it about what works for the individual? And coming from Jeremy, you're saying it's what works for the individual. Am I right?
Yeah, 100%. Especially, that's why I say, as a coach, it's very important for me when I partnered with the three people I've partnered with now, Jenna being one of them. It was a long journey too. So I'd watched them, I'd observed them, and you see, okay, this person knows what they're doing, you know. So it's also about involving yourself, surrounding yourself with like-minded individuals within our community there, with people I work with. And yeah, that's how we came together, is, you know, we all, when someone comes in, we really care for that individual, you know, and it's very individualized. Someone who needs this, someone's shoulder might be a bit buggered, someone's knee might be a bit buggered. Okay, the basis of the workout's similar, but wait, you need to do a few more rehab sets on your knee, you need to do more rehab sets on your shoulders. Okay, you shouldn't do this jumping to the side because you've just come back from this knee injury.
Okay, and Jenna, if I can ask you, how can somebody overcome the fear or the intimidation of going to gym for the first time? You sort of said, let's start. But how can somebody overcome that fear of being judged, perhaps, or the intimidation of being around fit people? Now you're starting for the first time. How do you overcome that? Is it a mindset as well?
I think mindset definitely has a huge role to play. I would definitely say, you know, there's things you can do, like coming with a friend or something like that.
That's a big one.
But honestly, the most difficult part is getting out of bed in the morning and then just getting there. Once you're there and you're with your coach, it's easy.
Okay. Okay. All right. No, that's great. And how important do you think is goal setting with regards to that in physical training? And how do you recommend people set the right goals? How do they go about doing it? To come talk to you, or what do you think?
Definitely talking with their coaches about what goals can be achievable, that kind of thing. And then the coach knows about their goal as well.
Hmm.
So if the coach knows, then they can help them.
And you've been working with the Stormers, am I right?
Yes.
So what do you? So always interesting. Tell me something interesting about the Stormers, or the way they train and that kind of stuff. It's not Russie. It's somebody. It's John Dobson. But have they got a different training? How do they go about it? I think most of us are interested. What do they do all week?
They do a lot.
Oh, really? Okay.
So a lot of it is just managing your athletes, and a lot goes into managing them, managing little niggles, aches, pains, making sure that they're pushing hard enough as well, staying fit in off season or during rehab as well, and just managing being able to work together. So you need a plan. When are you strength training? When are you having your field sessions? When are you having your tough field sessions? All just so that you're able to perform on a Saturday every single week with the same standard of play. It's a lot of pressure. And so you really have to put a lot of effort and time into managing that pressure.
I would imagine a lot of it is involved with mindset as well. And have you seen clients or people that you've worked with, both of you actually, experience major mindset shifts that simply from committing to a regular workout? Have you seen a lot of shifts in people's attitudes in the way they are and who they are and how they feel?
Definitely. From a younger client that's 9 years old who was struggling at school to not getting involved in physical activities, even 13, 14, to someone who's our trainer who's 62 years old, who's just come back from a shoulder surgery or a shoulder replacement. Mm. You know, it goes across the board.
Okay. And then how can someone build a long-term, sustainable relationship with fitness? Because it is a relationship, isn't it? I'm listening to the two of you now. You were dancing. You're playing rugby. Mm. You didn't anymore. You broke up with fitness. And then you were upset, okay, because it left you, mm-hmm. right? And now you got back to it again. Yeah. How do you teach somebody to build that long-term sustainable relationship?
So what I learned from my time when I left fitness, when I broke up with it, is, and because of my dream of being a rugby player, you know, it was very isolated to that. When I stopped training, I had got so depressed and my mental had changed a lot. And that's what was the biggest change for me, was that when I started exercising again, I was feeling a lot happier. My moods were better. I wasn't moody. I could perform better at my day job. You know, and that for me was a big game changer. Now I was going and I was like, oh, now I've got to lift 100 kilo. What am I going to deadlift for? I'm not going to smash someone on Saturday on the rugby field. Mm. Okay, wait, I've got to change my mindset here. This is for my longevity. How can I be a good boyfriend, you know, a good son, a good brother? Mm. And the training made me better that way. You know,
so it made you think, it sounds like. It made you look at yourself in the mirror and say, listen, I want to be better.
Another thing from me is stress management.
Yeah.
A lot of people train for stress management, including myself.
Yeah.
And just for your mental health as well.
Oh, it's very important. I would imagine it's extremely important. And you feel that somebody can use the gym as a place not just to train, but to develop their resilience, focus, and discipline. Do you think it's a place for that?
100%, definitely, of course.
Yeah. I mean, most sports people are highly disciplined individuals, and it does come across. I mean, I'm in a sales training environment also, and I find sport and sales are very connected, mm-hmm. you know, with what you have to do and the discipline and all that kind of stuff. And it's very important. What I do want to talk about a little bit is about the mindset and physical training for beginners, okay? Because I think there are people out there who have never been to a gym or went to the gym ages ago, or they're over 40. And that could be the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. Mm. I want to talk a bit about those people, and maybe you can give me a few hints about them. And they feel it's too late. What do you say about that?
I say no, it's not too late at all. It's actually the best time for you to start, in fact. Especially because of what it does for you in your life, you know, your relationship-wise, like I said previously. So I actually prefer training beginners. I like to have people who've their first time is in the gym. They've never seen this martial arts. And that's why we don't just have strength training. So if you go to Virgin Active, let's say you, Jeff, you went to Virgin Active, you pay your membership, you go there, there's this machine, that machine, you get on, you do it. Okay, the boxing bag is there, but there's no one teaching, you know, you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So that's the beautiful thing about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Muay Thai, and boxing. Is it's an art. You have to learn the beautiful technique of certain moves, missing punches, counter punching, or getting into a certain grappling position. So you're not just keeping fit, you're also learning a skill. You know, you're learning something, and that is what I could say to beginners over 40 is, you're not coming here and you're going to be told by your trainer, run, 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 more, 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 go, push harder, 10 more, 10 more. No, no. There is that aspect involved to it, because it needs to be, but you're also coming here to learn something new. You know, you're learning about a beautiful art, and then you will start. But a lot of people start watching martial arts after that. They start watching boxing. Mm. And also then they have an understanding, because I've been with them, teaching them the jab, showing them how to immerse and that kind of thing. When they watch the fights or the events, they can relate with it more. Then they can talk to their friend about it. Builds that community around it as well, you know. So it's even for people who are lonely later on in life. Go to the gym. There's people there. You'll make friends. We go to things together. And it's also a healthy outlet, you know?
Yeah. I think it's interesting you say about the bag at the gym. So you go to the local gym and there's a bag there. But you don't go near it because you don't look like a chop. You don't quite know how to. And when the guys are looking at you, this guy's never boxed in his life before.
And it's funny that the guy that's punching the bag, he's the only one brave enough to go punch the bag. And everyone else is saying, what is that guy doing?
What's he doing? He looks like an idiot. Okay. All right. So somebody over 40. their approach to physical training, you said, is different to a guy in his 20s.
Yes.
Am I right?
Slow is fast.
Okay. Okay.
From that age. So slow is fast.
Okay. And what are the safest and most effective types of exercise for somebody who's just starting out?
So, I mean, if you had to come to our gym, we'd start you on mat work. We'd do an assessment. We'd see your mobility, your flexibility on all your joints, and then do a little bit of a strength test, and then maybe see how you – that's where Jenna would come in. And then I would take you for a boxing session, see how you move. Okay, totally useless. You don't even know how to move your feet properly, your hands. Okay, cool. We start for the fundamentals from the ground up. Okay. So it's not like, oh, this person doesn't even know how to step in. Okay, no, cool. Let's start from the bottom. We can teach
somewhere.
You. 100%.
Hang on, Rich.
Let me just pause you there.
Yeah.
I went there, punched the bag, it knocked me out.
I won't go near it.
Individual training is wonderful, but very often expensive and out of reach for some people,
okay,
is a question. Now, I'm getting a sense, just correct me if I'm wrong, that what you do is not that. It's not a Virgin Active. It's not a – this is a –
this is
boutique.
Yes. This is a basic – you could call it a boutique, but the way we've structured it is, yes, private training is expensive. So if you come to me for a one-on-one, okay, it's 500 rand. Mm. A lot of people can't afford that. These are generally our higher business people who are coming to see us, business owners, lawyers, doctors. But then we have your peak hour packages. So people who work your 8 to 9 to 5s, they don't come in the middle of the day like the other people. So from 6 to 7 in the morning, there's 6 o'clock slot, 7 o'clock slot, and then 5 and 6 p.m. slots, which we've made now as a group a little bit cheaper so it's more accessible.
But smaller groups?
Yes. So the groups are never more than 8 people.
Okay.
4 to 8 people, so that you still do get your individualized approach as well. So there's never like 30 people in a class. You know what I mean? And the thing is, when you come to a class, you're in a class. So,
okay. So let me ask you this question. If I was training for something, I could come to you with a specific objective in mind at 500 rand a session.
Yes.
But if I was just looking for general fitness, okay, is that what you do? I'm getting Jenna nodding and...
Well, we also, it's about general fitness, but then there's, we do have professional fighters with us who train out of our gym, and then I will manage them. I'm the sports scientist for the
gym. Okay, so that's a different issue. Yeah.
So that's a whole another thing. But
so I would be there if I was training for a specific event.
Yes, and also general fitness as well.
Okay, all right. So what you do is both individual, but then also on a smaller group scale,
correct,
which is cheaper and probably more less expensive than a personal trainer in a big brand gym.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay,
yeah.
I hope that answers the question. Yeah. Okay, carry
on. Good question, that.
Yeah, it is. Actually, it is. Especially because of our location. We're in the foreshore, you know. So, I mean, it's a touch and go. You got people who earn a lot of money in those areas, and then you also have people who can't afford. So that's where we were getting a lot of inquiries. And then that's when we're literally sitting down now and we're like, okay, guys, we have to change our structure a bit because we need to make this accessible for everybody.
Yeah, the point I was trying to get across is that we're talking about fitness mindset. Yes, I get that. But we're not talking specifically about a gym that is a general practice kind of gym where you're going to go and find every conceivable machine.
And work out by yourself.
No. This is something that is more boutique, more focused, and essentially best suited to an objective in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm.
All right.
It's like having probably in a school class, you've got 12 kids instead of 38 kids. You know, each guy gets a proper evaluation. You get a.
I was in a matric class of 12. You didn't do much for me.
We know that.
Yeah, no, okay. No, carry on.
Look at you now. Okay. But, okay. And you guys, do you recommend combining fitness with practices like meditation or journaling or for overall well-being? Do you combine? Do you say to your clients?
100%. I mean, it definitely goes hand in hand. You have some people who like your meditation sort of thing. Some people don't like that. Some people prefer to journal. So individually, I would say you choose what you suit best, but some people don't do that. So to get them on that mindfulness journey, that can be a bit of a challenge. Mm-hmm. But my very good friend and our Brazilian jiu-jitsu coach, he practiced something called Vipassana, and he introduced me to that. I'm not sure if you know what that is.
No idea.
So Vipassana is a meditation where you listen to these it's a guided meditation, and it's just about sitting in silence and observing your breath for hours on end.
You see, this is what I'm talking about. This
so,
is not just
so for me, when Brandon's like, he's 46 now. He's an older mentor for me, and he's one of the partners in the gym. And that's where he had a big impact in my life, because I was young and I was just like, and I met him at the old gym we were at, and I was this fighter, and I was just like, bro, like a bulldozer, you know. And he introduced me to Vipassana, and, you know, just take a step out of everything a little bit. Okay, you're going for this, but okay, that doesn't matter for a little bit. Okay, let's go out of that, and maybe just be with your mind in silence, and just keep sit there in silence. And those were some of the most, out of all the hard training sessions I've ever done, I've done a few half an hour and hour sittings with him, and that was harder than any physical training I've ever done.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, so if somebody's listening today, I'm going to finish off with this. If somebody's listening today, I'm going to ask both of you, okay? And feeling unsure or discouraged, okay, what is your one piece of advice to help them take that first step?
I would say find a coach that you can build a relationship with. And sometimes that's not always easy. But I would say for me, that would be the route to go. Meet someone, go find a few coaches, speak to coaches. Choose the person who showed interest in you. And choose the person who listened to what you were saying, not just to get you in there to come and make you tired or just to make you train. You know, you need to be able to, if you have certain conditions or ailments or whatever, you need to be able to talk to your trainer about that, and they need to listen to that and take that into consideration.
Okay.
So I would say find a good coach you can build a relationship with, and that can help you on your journey.
All right. And Jenna, if I can ask you, there are a lot of people listening, okay, to you. I want you to give them just one message today. Seeing you're a sports scientist, you know all the stuff, and you're so clever with these things, we would love that. But one message today about mindset and physical fitness, what would that be? Just one message to the person out there who, oh, I don't know if I can do this, or I've never done it, or I'm a bit late in my life, or I want to do it, but I'm scared. One message.
So other than just start.
Other than just start, yeah.
So everything that Jeremy said, but also find a place where you feel comfortable, whether that be in your bedroom.
Okay.
Start out, find a home workout online. If you don't want to do it in front of anyone, go do that. Just do something, because something is better than nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you'll find over time, they actually go hand in hand.
Okay.
You can't have a good mindset without being fit and healthy and strong.
Okay, fantastic. I think that's brilliant advice.
And vice versa.
Yeah, brilliant advice. Okay, so where can people contact you if they want to learn more about your programs and your coaching?
So our website is nextlevelfightingandfitness.co.za. We have an Instagram page, Next Level Fighting Fitness. And I'll put my cell phone on the line there. It's 061-535-0307.
Okay, and that's brilliant. And what a lovely team you are, and you look powerful.
Power couple. She's the brains and I'm the power.
Yeah, that's what I say about Richard as well. Anyway, it's been wonderful having you in the studio. I really appreciate it. We've had 3 weeks of mind things. We've had somebody suffering from addiction 2 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. Last week, somebody who lost 27 kilos. And now this week, with this mindset, with the physical fitness, there are a lot of people out there who want to be fit. They just don't quite know how to get there, or to get there is a bit of a problem as well. And it's just that first step, Jen. I think you're right. It's just make a decision, eh? And just get your ass there. Yeah.
I think I want to ask Jen a question on a sports science thing before we say goodbye. I hear you say just start, or I hear you say get an online something and regimen. Is there a word of caution to people who are in advanced age, when I say advanced age, over Jeff's age, that should probably do a medical assessment before they go get crazy in their bedroom?
Because, absolutely.
Because I think we need to caution people against that. And you know, somebody may have a dicky ticker or something like that, and the next thing, they're carrying stuff around the house, the pots and pans full of water or something like that, and the next thing, collapse. How important is that assessment?
So I did not mean carrying pots and pans around the house like that, but I would say you do have to be cautious. You should go for a medical assessment. Your coach is very crucial as well. You need to find a good coach, and that coach needs to know what's happening.
But if you're doing this via the internet, so somebody's got a YouTube video, you've got to be go do it yourself, basically, as well. Go check, go to the doctor and say, listen, this is what I'm planning.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I think it's good. I think it's brilliant advice. No,
I think, hold on there. I think that is a bit, that one there with people. I mean, I train three guys with stents, and their heart rate goes to 160, 170. These gentlemen are over 60 years old. So I think that is a bit of a...
Yeah, but you're training them under supervision.
100%.
These people are not under supervision. Mm. And I think you need to be cautious about saying to people, listen, go to YouTube and just check out some exercising and hoy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And that exercise thing may have all sorts of, you know, you get these things you do on the chair, you do this, you do the next thing. And if your body is harboring I'm talking about somebody who's older. I'm not talking about a bulletproof 25-year-old.
Well, like me. Bulletproof and young at heart.
Yeah. Okay. somebody like myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that we need to just put a word of caution out there. Yes, go to the YouTube, because I agree with you. It's the just start thing. The just start, you've got to take that first step. And that first step, you may not be have the means to go to a gym or afford it. So you go to the YouTube and you see somebody on YouTube doing certain exercises. Mm-hmm. And you start to do that. Meantime, you're carrying a narrow artery, or you've got a pending hernia or something along those lines. Just go and do a checkup before you do that. And I think that is important information.
In fact,
if you're going to a gym like them, they're going to do that with you anyway.
That's a first step. You know what I mean? If you're going to do something, the first step you do, if you haven't trained for a while, you're not a sportsman, you don't run, you don't go, you don't pay paddle, you don't do any of this stuff, and you've never done this before, it makes absolute sense to go and have a quick physical, make sure you're okay, and then go and get a proper coach and speak to somebody like Jeremy or Jenna and let them lead you through a gentle thing. And I think that's great advice.
Yeah. Yep. I think that the DIY thing, go and get a doctor's advice. Yeah. And don't think that you're bulletproof just because you're reasonably young, 65-year-old.
Yeah.
I also think there's a gap in the market there for us trainers there on the YouTube side of things, where we could be like, we could create a library and say, okay, this is for your individual who's over 50 and who's never squatted before. So you might not need to go for a medical checkup for these, because we know that these exercises are generally safe and nothing crazy. Your heart rate's not going to spike.
No, I need a medical checkup. Trust me. Or I'm going to need one afterwards.
I'm going to make you do some squats every before.
I'm definitely going to, I tried squats, pulled the fat.
With you there.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Okay. That's it. Guys, I hope, thank you for coming in once again. You've driven a long way. And I hope people will maybe contact you. That would be great if you can. If you do work in town, perhaps if you are in the valley, I'm sure you can give Jeremy and Jenna a ring. They can maybe help you out and put you on the right path. But it is important to get going. It is important to what Jenna said. I think I want to take this out and end in this and say, just start. Just go. Just go and get your medical, or put your tackies on, or go to the cupboard and get out your gym clothes. That's the start, you know. And then once you get going, it's going to be easier. You're going to love it. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel amazing. If you're doing the boxing or you're doing that kind of martial arts sort of training, you're going to feel more confident possibly as well. And the whole thing just explodes into a wonderful wellness environment, which is exactly what I wanted to get today. And so if you're out there and you haven't been to the gym, join the club. But no, I've been twice in the last month. But it's all good. Jeremy's looking at me. He wants to move me now. But anyway, it's fine. We're getting there. So thank you guys for being here. Thank you, Jenna. Thank you, Jeremy. And thank you, Richard, for making this possible again. Yep.
You're welcome. Are you going now?
I'm going now. Bye.
Jeez, you stayed a long time.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Bye now.
Cheers, everybody. See you.
Thank you for coming in.
That was the best of Life, Love, and Fruit Salad with Jeff Kahn on Zone Radio.